That's right. We're back again, this time with episode 34 of The Rat King, the number one gaming podcast coming out of the Midwest, United States of America. We're in here today joined by my dog, Penny, who's very excited to be around people talking. Aren't you, puppy? Oh, so good, puppy. Anyway, it's October 9th. That's a Monday for all you guys keeping track at home, I guess. I'm Scott Petty, and with me, as always, the anime hunk, Jose Merguia.
Hey, guys.
As well as star of the show, Justin Stokes.
Hey, hey.
Hey, you're back, Justin.
Yeah, I'm back.
Your classic catchphrase of hey, hey.
I'm back.
Is back with you. So what's up this week, guys? Like, Justin's back. You went on a vacation.
Yeah, I was gone. How was where you went?
How was Catalonia? Ooh, I think I shouldn't have said that. Well, I'll have to Google that while you're talking.
How's Texas? Texas was good. I got destroyed by giant mosquitoes.
Huh.
How big were they?
They are about the size of my palm, which isn't very big compared
sure
to your guys'
mosquitoes?
Palms. I'm hoping they're mosquitoes and not tiny birds.
They're just Japanese hornets.
Don't do that to me. But it was good. It was. They have big Texas speed down there. So the interstates are like 80 plus. But okay. Then it's hard adjusting because when you come back to a tiny state like us, when the interstate's like 30 miles an hour, it's ridiculous.
You said big Texas speed, and I was like, well, like the drug? Like, are you doing drugs?
Kind of. No,
just
no drugs.
Doing drugs.
My favorite thing when I drove from California to Indiana was driving for, like, I drove for about 36 hours, obviously. And
15 of those were through Texas.
Through Texas. Yeah. Straight up, you just like, all right, so I'm sure we're in fucking Oklahoma or wherever. And then, no, you're not. So it sucks. Hey, Texas. Everything's
you're really big.
I hear everything's big in Texas.
So you were driving 36 hours, but little did you know, the 32 hours you were driving was in Texas.
Yeah, exactly. And then it was only like 15 minutes in all the other states.
Yeah, I think you know you're in Texas when you're driving through the speed limit's 40, and then all of a sudden it jumps up to 100.
I also like that there are a lot of single lane streets where it's like 90. It's like 90 miles per hour. It's fun.
Yeah, Texas was good. And did I got you, huh?
Did you do anything cool?
No, I mean, we just ate a lot of tacos and stuff. That's about it.
Oh, that sounds fun.
I think this was my actual first vacation.
I mean, if it's Texas, it's not really a vacation.
Yeah, it was my
first
vacation.
We could talk about
vacation.
That later.
Yeah.
Did the tacos have queso on them, like melted cheese? Because that's a big thing there. Because that's not real. That's not like a real thing in Mexico.
I know that, but I'm like, well, I didn't realize they really like the queso
sauce. It's like Tex-Mex, and queso in Texas started as like that white melted cheese. Mm-hmm.
Queso blanco.
Yeah, one of my tacos had queso on it, but most of them had avocados. They were fried.
Ugh.
You ever had fried avocados?
No.
Pretty good.
Well, that
if you have too many, though, you'll get sick.
Yeah, like they were.
With everything else.
Yeah, they started off really good, and by the time I got to like my last bite, I was like, I can't eat this. This is gross. I'm going to throw up.
Did you throw up?
No.
Ah, damn it.
Okay.
Well, bye.
Yep, bye. That's it.
How was your first plane ride?
The plane rides were good. I was expecting them to crash because I wanted them to.
No, I do too, all the time.
But no, it was good.
Hold on, hold on. But that's not like he wasn't planning it.
No. I just don't want to be here.
No, the thing is, like,
did you say planning or expecting it?
No, I wanted it
to. You wanted it to. But not from like a, oh man, I hope this works out.
No.
It was like a Justin, you know, like in a fun way is like suicidal.
And like, oh my God.
And like, hey, so am I. And if you're not, hey, kudos to you, but you're lying to yourself.
Yeah, because it's like you go out and then you have to come back to work and you got thousands of emails that you got to catch up on. It's the worst.
Yeah.
But yeah, the plane rides were really good.
Wow, he has not traveled.
Yeah, so I was like, I don't know what turbulence is like.
Good.
I don't know what like the bad stuff is because like these are my first ones. I did notice that as soon as you land, everyone likes to stand up immediately.
Yeah,
which we warned you about.
Yeah, and so I was like, why does everyone on the outside stand up? It's like you're not gonna go first.
Yeah, I mean, I usually grab my stuff and then sit back down. That way, I'm like, I don't have to stand up anymore.
Right,
but I don't know, fucking.
I felt like a rocket man. Because I got the window in a few seats.
I was trying to make the song.
Let's
but.
Not. Oh, no. I thought you were talking about how Trump called Kim Jong Un Rocket Man.
Oh, no. I was talking about Elton John. That was like an astronaut.
Huh.
Emphasis
we got,
on the ass.
We got about 20,000, 30,000 feet, and I didn't see the curvature. So, flat Earth. Flat Earth, guys.
He's doing peace signs.
No, what's the flat Earth sign? This.
That's Shaka, bro.
Yeah, flat Earth.
Flat Earth, bro.
Flat Earth, bro. We don't... What?
No, we weren't high enough to see the curvature. But the plane rides were good.
God, I fucking hate you. Can you go back?
Yeah.
Go back where?
I'll go back and stay.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'll just record my segments and send them via pigeon mail.
As always, this was a thing growing up here and with all of our friends being Mexican. How many people thought you were Mexican?
Zero.
Oh, really?
No one even like got near them. They were like, what the fuck?
No, I just remember going out to like the more country areas here and then being like, that white guy is with a bunch of Mexicans. And Justin was like, hey,
I'm Asian.
Let me tell you. I'm from the Pacific Islands, actually. Justin did have braces and he wore a goosebumps shirt.
I was gonna say, looking back on it now, the Latino community was really big, but there was more white people than I was expecting
in Texas.
Yeah,
wow.
Do you want to say what part of Texas?
I went to Austin, Texas.
Okay, well,
now what
sense,
was the address you stayed at?
No, not getting to that part because I don't remember.
What's your social?
My social? I don't remember that either.
No, I meant like your Twitter and Instagram.
I don't remember.
Okay. You go 91011.
Yeah, I don't have those, so I don't remember.
Okay, that's fair. All right, cool. I'm glad you're back. You brought us back gifts.
Yeah, I got you guys some sockies.
Yeah, you're like a Jewish mother.
Yeah. I hope you like them. I hope they're comfortable, and I hope they don't give you super sweaty toe jam.
Well, as we know, I'm like a sock guy.
Yeah,
you know?
You like socks.
I wear socks, all white with the two lines.
I just don't wear socks.
That's why I'm not breaking any ground here. Everyone knows this. People who wear shoes without socks, mm-hmm. your feet smell like shit.
Yeah. So like that's why all my shoes like rip from the toe area because my toenail always rips it out.
Yeah. When someone like if you're hanging out with somebody and they're like, I'm gonna pop off my slip-ons and just have bare feet, your feet smell like shit.
It's not. Ooh, and then they just like plop them up on your coffee table. Yeah, and then they're just chilling.
You lay down on the floor and they step on your face.
And then
they're
just like,
they
who cooked
on your
onion
body.
Rings?
And you give them $70.
And you're sleeping, you put their toe in their mouth, and you're like, blah, blah, blah.
They think I'm sleeping. anyway, glad to have you back. Last week,
was a wild one.
We had Mark Maron, and who else did we have?
Joe Rogan, 2-ton wrecking ball Rogan.
Yeah, they came in studio for at least the first 17 minutes. Joe Rogan, 2-ton wrecking ball Rogan, did smash us to the point where we were unconscious, and they took over the podcast.
Yeah.
Jeez, good thing I was gone.
Yeah, you could have protected us.
You're the deterrent.
They couldn't have got through the door because I'm sitting here. So we would have been good.
That's true. That is how they came in. Joe Rogan, 2-ton wrecking ball Rogan, he came in through the roof.
Oh, then never mind. I wouldn't have stopped him.
Is that why it's so breezy in here?
I put in a skylight, which is just a dangling ceiling fan.
I was about to say a big window.
Yeah. I love big roof windows. Anyway, that was nothing. Glad to have you back. Glad to see that you are wearing a bolo tie. And glad that we can talk about video games probably this week.
Thank you.
He just shook out his hair like a herbal essence.
I forgot my hat was on.
Can you pretend that you're... Do you remember those 90s Herbal Essence commercials?
Where they flip their hair back?
No, where the girls would like come.
Yeah!
Can you do that as a guy? Like, can you straight up bust?
I'm trying to remember the commercials.
You don't remember? They would literally just,
be
washing her
hair.
No, there'd be someone out. There'd be someone out in, like, the living room while their wife or friend is taking a shower and be like, oh, yeah.
And they'd come out with bitching-ass hair. And I was like, yeah.
And then that dude would be like, I'm fucking horny.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So I feel like you would do a good guy version where you're just like, oh, I'm going to...
I about to say, I think move, Justin has it, the best cum voice.
I was going to say, I want to be like on the beach and I flip my hair back like they do in like the 80s and they're like this. Yes. And as I run my fingers through my hair.
And then just like every man and woman just straight up squirt.
Squirt?
That would be a very disastrous beach.
There would be like a quarantine on the beach. All of the sand is sticking to our feet.
The sand is contaminated. Please, everyone, go home.
The sand just starts moving. They just start wiggling at one another.
Like sea turtles go into the sea.
Oh, yeah. Did I bring this up on the... Oh, yeah, I did. Never mind. I'm getting my nuts cut off, and it's going to cost me $762.
Nice. That's how much you're going to pay, or that's how much you're getting?
Yeah, I have a small group of donors paying me to never have children.
I thought they were just buying your nuts.
Yeah, anybody want to buy my balls? Got to tell you, look, they're very big, and one is a little bigger than the other. They're not nice.
They
they're
make
not
great
fun.
Bolas.
Yeah, you can attach them to a string and take out your enemies on a horse if you want to.
I think you mentioned to me that they're kind of like magnetic, and they like to tangle up.
Yeah, I have brought that up before, but I don't want to talk about it because I am an X-Man. Jose, what did you do this past week? Did you go to a different state, or did you play a fucking game about furries or something?
Kind of. Yeah. I played Stardew Valley.
Oh, did you really? You picked
it
up?
I bought it. Oh. And then I made my character, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to start. And then like it said that my batteries were low on the Joy-Con after not charging it for the duration of...
stupid Joy-Con.
Yeah, the Joy-Con. I bought it, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to play it. And then it was fucking uncharged, and I was like, fuck, now I can't. So I'm probably going to end up playing that when I go out to Missouri.
And you're doing that this week, next weekend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. What are you doing there?
Nothing.
Fucking cosplaying as fucking furries. No. You're a furry now, and I hope people know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And it's totally normal and fine.
I was trying to think of a furry kind of game. Elysium? Is that what it's called?
You would be like Oglethorpe.
Oglethorpe. I'm talking about the game.
Elysium. Yeah.
Elysium.
An Elysian Tale.
Elysian Tale.
Dust and Elysian
spelled
Tale.
Spelled T-A-I-L, right?
Yes.
Is it really spelled T-A-I-L? Huh.
Yeah. Okay. It's right on the nose.
Stardew
Valley. Yeah, come back soon with more info on
I
that.
I assumed you played on it, right?
We'll talk about
that
when
we get
to
me. Well, that's what I'm saying, because you need to pick up the slack, because I didn't play.
All right, I'll talk about it now, just so we're not having two...
Yeah, he's telling you to pick up the slack.
Just so we're not having two segments of both of us being like, I played. I've put in about an hour into it so far. We're obviously talking about Stardew Valley on the Switch, which just came out on the 5th, which, oddly enough, was the day of the Harvest Moon, if people did not know.
Oh, shit.
So that's very cool. Yeah, I started up, created my character. What'd you name your character?
Jose.
Yeah, I did Scott. Yeah. What's the name of your farm?
Cattle Ox.
Cattle Ox?
Yes.
So you pick two things that are on a farm?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what? Oh, is that like a fucking anime
thing?
That's
a Mega Man reference.
Damn it.
It's an island.
Mine is pigeon.
Scott's farm.
Mine's Pigeon Peck Farm. I like pigeons.
Like that.
Yeah, I like pigeons, and I like alliteration. And what was your favorite thing?
I just put art because I was like, I don't want to seem too nerdy.
I put food because
shit,
you're gonna die now. People are gonna try to feed you paintings, and you're gonna die.
Like, here, have some acrylic.
cat or dog?
Dog.
Okay, same here. Did you try to make your character look like you?
Yes.
The same here.
Yeah. Did it work?
I mean, I picked the whitest skin.
I picked the almost as brown skin.
Yeah. My guy looks fairly like me. But I got in. Oh, which farm did you choose?
I did standard because the other one sounded intimidating.
Yeah, same
like
here.
Like the island one, I was like,
wasn't going to do an island, but I was like, oh, maybe I'll do that deep woods one or whatever.
Yeah, the deep wood one sounded pretty cool, but I was like, I'm okay, I'll just do standard.
Yeah, I went to standard and I started it out, and you know, I have to remember how I am about these like OCD games. Because the last one I've been able to really do was Animal Crossing on the GameCube.
Yeah.
Because it was sort of... I like that this is broken up into like a grid style
map.
Yeah,
that's what I was about to say. I think you'd probably end up liking it more because of that.
Yeah. But the thing was, as soon as they take you to your farm has shit all over the place.
Yeah, and you have to clean that shit up.
And you run out of stamina by like 4 p.m. and then I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. So I haven't done anything besides try to clean up my farm, because that's the most important thing to me.
So you're just cleaning up pooped over there, boy.
No, you have rocks, wood, and grass and weeds. So you have a scythe for the weeds and grass, you have an axe for the wood, and you have the pickaxe for the rocks. And then every time you do that, it's, you know, much like Terraria or like fucking Minecraft, you get the components of it. So you have rocks and shit. And then first thing I recommend, build a chest and put it in your house so you can dump all your shit into it. Because eventually someone will try to give you something cool and you'll be like, I don't have space for it. So I'm definitely interested in it. There are some quirks about it that I don't love.
Is it the Microsoft Paint art style in the opening scene?
No, that's actually very fun to me. It reminds me
really
of old PC games.
I was really upset about the old man dying on that very thin bed.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man.
Yeah, no one was around to love him, so he didn't need a thicker bed. I actually very much like, I enjoy the art style quite a bit. The fact that it's from a single developer is very cool. And, you know, obviously being ported by another company and then, localized by another and then produced by, it's a whole thing. But it's very cool. The minor stuff is just like the controls, you know, like the hotkeys for the buttons, they kind of mess me up a little bit. I feel like things could definitely be a little bit better, but it's something that I think I'll just have to get used to, obviously. But so far, I'm having fun with it, and I hope to continue. I caught one fish. That's all I got to say about
it. Cool. I also tried out the Assassin's Creed Final Fantasy 15 stuff.
Oh, yeah. What was that all about?
It's bad.
Why?
Yo, well, like, I thought they were going to let me climb shit, and they're all, like, command prompts. So, like, if you go up to a wall, it says, like, hey, go fucking climb this wall. And I'm like,
go climb that wall.
Yeah, but I mean, fuck, what? I'm confused.
No, you keep going. I'm going to take a step out, but I don't want to make an edit point. So
oh, no, that's
you guys
fine.
Keep talking.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm here for you, Jose. I'm listening.
But yeah, like, it's very, like, I was expecting to start climbing as Final Fantasy characters or Final Fantasy 15 characters. I was like, this is fucking lame.
But that didn't happen.
No, that didn't happen.
So you're not wall climbing.
No, well, they're all command prompts, so, like, it tells you specifically where to climb, and I'm like, that's not the whole point of this Assassin's Creed festival, and, like, it's super...
Festival?
Yeah, it's, like, you go to this town, and it's super shilling and stuff like that, like, you go in, like, yeah, man, you ever played Assassin's Creed? Yeah, I played it, it's fucking great, and then the two older guys are like, what the fuck's Assassin's Creed? Like, oh, of course, you don't know, old man, and then...
Fucking lame.
And then, like...
We lit, fam. Get used to it.
And I was like, oh, this is kind of... And I made it, like, I don't know, 20 minutes into it, I was like, this is... No, I'm okay. Other than that, I contemplated buying an Xbox One.
Why?
Ooh. For Cuphead.
Oh, yeah.
I really
want
to play Cuphead.
I think that will not remain exclusive, so I think you can just wait.
I could,
not really my style of game necessarily, but I love the hand-drawn shit.
Oh, yeah.
The Steamboat Willie shit is great. And I love, of course, the whole Gamergate guys behind it who fucking hate everybody and everything.
You can unlock a black and white mode in that game.
Okay.
It's pretty cool.
That doesn't do much for me.
Well, no, it's just pretty cool. Like, I mean... It's just Metal Slug, pretty much.
But yeah, I mean, it's of that ilk. Yeah, it's like...
Star Heroes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm thinking of buying one. Well, I thought about it. Then I was like, no, I don't want to do the Vita thing again.
Never into that animation. That animation scares me.
Why?
Because it's like old, like 40s, 60s like art style.
Yeah.
It's terrifying to me.
Have you guys seen, just speaking on the Xbox One part of it, was... you did say Xbox One, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
One and all media, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah.
I'd love to see the marketing now versus the marketing then and do a one-to-one comparison of them being like, sports,
TV.
HDMI pass-through, until now. And then they're like, I don't know, maybe one day we'll have games.
4K?
Like,
kind of biased.
So I don't know if you guys saw that the Xbox One X has that Master Chief riding a scorpion printed on one of the chips.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a sort of chibi Master Chief riding
cool.
a scorpion, and I liked it. And it kind of gave me these flashbacks of when I was really into Xbox, and I was like, it made me want to get an Xbox One just because I remembered like the fun shit of like playing Crackdown with Justin and all the other fun I had with, you know, Gears of War and Xbox 360 and stuff. And then I immediately like checked out the games and I was like, there's nothing.
No.
For like nothing that really exists now. I could probably pick up like three games that exist now that I enjoy. I'm sure there are more though. And coming up in the near future, there's nothing.
Yeah. I was going to say the glory days back when all of us had them.
Wait, why don't you just borrow his? Oh, wait, it's kind of like used to something.
No,
else.
It doesn't get used.
Yeah, just borrow his and play it.
I'll be fine.
It looks like a big VCR.
You said it's not going to be exclusive for long, so I'd be like, I can wait.
I mean, that was just a theory.
Well, oh, that's true.
Yeah. The reason I say that is because when you make a game Xbox One exclusive, you're obviously extremely limiting your range of marketplace. So why would you want to do that? In the same way that the only thing that will probably really sell Xbox Ones will be PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah, yeah.
That will be a system seller, but
also not a full exclusive, right?
Right. And yeah, they're saying they do want to. Bluehole does want to take it to PS4, and they will, because yeah. Why wouldn't you want to make twice the amount of money?
Yeah.
So, but anyway, yeah, I think just borrow Justin, play that shit, and then give it back to him. He's probably already signed in. You can use his money.
But I mean, no, I don't have Xbox Live anymore.
I don't even remember my fucking Xbox password.
Hey, man, I don't want to blow your mind. You can recover that shit with the click of a button.
What I do like about Microsoft is you can change your gamer tag name, but you can't do that on the PlayStation.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because the spreadsheet is too complicated, they said. Yeah. They were like, if we allowed you to do that, it would break everything.
They keep sending emails to the former president of Sony asking them if they can change their... fucking PSN names. And yeah. He's like, why? I don't work here anymore.
Yeah. I'm stuck with, I have like branding, you know, like mine is the same on everything.
Yeah, that's how I am.
And like that is, and me, you, and an old friend of ours had like a naming scheme.
Yeah.
That was really stupid. Where
I mean, it's stupid now, but at the time it was kind of cool. Cause like, if we all play together, it's going to be cool. But never happened.
Yeah, it was, you were, I was only Scott. Mine was quote unquote only Scott. You were, and Justin too.
And Justin too.
And then someone else was also their name.
Yeah.
I think it was maybe.
Yeah, it was maybe their name, which was a little fun thing. So if we were in a party together, people were like, hey. But that was stupid. So now I just have the same everywhere, but it's also like the thing I made up when I was 17 and really into the fact that I was like, I don't drink, I don't eat meat, I'm so fucking cool. And now it's just like, well, that's just how I live, so why do I care? Anyway, sorry to hijack that from
Man,
like I always do.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
How about you, Scott? Fun.
Hey, thanks for asking. Yeah. So, as I mentioned, I did play Stardew Valley, and just to put a cap on that, I think I'm going to very much like it. And again, these games coming out at $15 is a fucking steal, yeah. I think. I really do.
I feel like I'm going to come out playing freaking Stardew Valley and being like, man, you know, Animal Crossing should do this.
Yeah, something similar. Yeah. I do... yeah, I did see some, like, I saw a bunch of people on Twitter going, after 140 hours, there's not much to do. And I was like, what the fuck do you want? And it's not a real-time clock like Animal Crossing is, so it's just, you know, every second is a minute in-game, which kind of gets, so at least when you're like, I have this, I don't know, when you have one thing to do, like when it's like, go see this guy who gives you a fishing rod, that's fine, you make it there in this time. But if it's like, oh, I just want to clean up my farm all day. If you don't run out of energy, just before you know it, you've been doing it for 9 minutes and it's time to go to bed.
So what happens if you run out of energy? Do you just like pass out?
You get sad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So you have this energy bar and you run out.
Maybe that's why I'm so sad all the time.
and what happens is it goes, it tells you're getting exhausted. And every time you swing something, you see like anime sweat, like pour out of somebody and your character, of course. And then, if you keep doing it, deciding to do it, it goes, you've worked too hard and now you're feeling lethargic. And then a frowny face shows up and you can no longer run and you're just walking as slow as possible just to get back to like, and I hope you're not like I was like on the beach, which is so far from my farm when you're just walking. And I had to walk for like 6 minutes to just get to bed. And it was the saddest thing ever. But that's fun. And also, I put a little more time into, Golf Story. Which I said I would, you know, kind of come back with more. And you kind of asked about, like, the quote-unquote combat last week, which is just playing a round of golf.
Okay.
And that is extremely fun for me. And the way they have it set up is, you know, you're playing against some fucking loser who's going to lose to you because you know how to play a golf game. And, you know, they have the normal sand traps, and you have the rough parts of it versus the fairway versus the green, you know, and you can change your spin. Like, it has a lot to it. You can change your spin, where you're hitting the ball. You can go into precision mode, where that helps you with, like, getting it to land and not roll so much. You can add extra whatever. So you can make it as complicated as you want, basically, but they also have, you know, they're set up extremely weird where maybe you're hopping it from island to island or something, which makes it a little more complicated because you don't want to roll off into the water. Or maybe there are moles on the fairway. And if you hit it in the radius of their little circle, they'll take it and they'll move it into a sand trap and shit like that. And it
That's rude.
Yeah, it is.
How are the geese?
I haven't fucked with any geese since the beginning, yeah, so...
I heard they're mean.
They were mean in the beginning, and you're telling... You basically go like, fuck off, geese, I'm trying to fucking golf.
Are there boss fights or anything?
Not that I've come across yet. I'm trying to think,
like special golf matches that you have with somebody else?
Yeah, kind of. But a lot of what you're doing is you're going around doing these... You're doing side quests for people who are like, I bet you can't hit it around this tree into this area. And you go, I bet I can, and that kind of shit.
So do you curve it, like in the movie Wanted?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes, you do. You just kind of whip at a weird angle with it. And it, you know, it's fun. It's funny. So that's nice. And then, yeah, it's just cool.
How long do you think it's going to be?
I've read online that it's about 10 to 12 hours.
Okay.
Which is fairly reasonable. And again, for $15.
Yeah.
That's a steal, too.
And, like, you can still tee off anywhere. You can play golf wherever you want. Like, it's a cool thing. So, I mean, I think that was kind of it for me. I feel like I don't know. I play a little bit more Wolfenstein just to kind of get ready for the next one. Oh, and there was that whole fun thing online where people are getting upset because did you see what Bethesda did?
No.
They tweeted, a video or a GIF of Wolfenstein 2, the new Colossus, mm-hmm. and said, "Make America Nazi free again." And people are fucking they're like, way to politicize it. Oh, I'm not buying your game now. And I'm like, and I want to be like, you know, this game has been about killing Nazis for 30 years, yeah. right? Like, this isn't a new thing. But, yeah, so to all you shitheads, fuck you. Go.
Fucking Mario is coming out soon.
It's coming out in just a couple weeks. I'm very excited. I do have it pre-ordered. And guess what I get with that pre-order?
What?
A fucking coin or something.
Oh, I was going to say another copy of a Nintendo Switch?
Yeah, exactly. A copy of a Nintendo Switch.
Yes, like a photocopy.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but hearing you two talk about the Switch makes me want to go out and buy a Switch just so I can hold it. I just want to hold it.
Buy the Mario bundle. Just so you can hold it.
Yeah, I do like the red Joy-Cons. Mm-hmm.
I personally really enjoy having two different color Joy-Cons.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I very much like that. I do feel like... Yeah, anyway, I would say get a Switch. The Switch has made me completely disregard my PS4, which is, I want to say overall, still my favorite console. Mm-hmm. But it hasn't had any bangers because they all kind of came out, and now that we're waiting until... A couple weeks from now, a couple months from now, during holiday season, Shadow of Mordor is coming out in just mm-hmm. a couple of days, or maybe even, yeah, tomorrow, I think. And, you know, people are already getting reviews of that. It looks like it's good, but it's a lot of the, you know, the typical
same
sort of...
as the first.
Well, not even that. Like, people are saying, like, the stuff that it adds makes it a very, very new, very good game. It's just more of... the sort of Ubisoft Assassin's Creed thing of mm-hmm. that we're just giving you all this shit and you know you're gonna do it. And that's what me and Justin
right.
do. We
like
do all
collecting
this,
these flags, yeah, like, get these tokens,
or even
the
just
top
the thing
of the
like when we played Far Cry, it'd be like, well, I guess I'm gonna liberate all 24 outposts before I do anything, you know,
right.
that kind of shit. And so that's kind of what people are complaining about. And they also made that DLC for the producer that had passed away.
Mm-hmm.
They made that free, I believe, at this point. And now they're just donating money because there was a lot of controversy over them making people pay for your dead producer, basically.
Yeah.
And then saying, we'll donate this portion of it when people are like, well, you're a giant fucking company. You could just give that money away. I mean, but that's kind of it for me this week.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with... the news. Bye. Hot dog, we're back with the news. There's not much going on this week, as there wasn't last week, aside from Joe Rogan, Two-Ton Wrecking Ball, Brogan, and Mark Maron.
Yeah.
What were they even talking about? I don't remember at this point. Thick necks.
Thick necks. Seeing people in the octagon.
Yes. I don't think Mark Maron said anything memorable.
No.
And he's a great interviewer, but that was weird. Anyway, this week, not too much going on. We'll be waiting for a little while now that we're kind of in the video game dead zone.
Yeah.
So the only thing that you find out is like more people are shitty than you realize. And that like a game that you thought was coming out that you could talk about has been delayed for another 6.5 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But this week we will start with you, Jose. Tell us what's going on. What's up?
So Arc Systems showed off their current build for Blaze Blue Crosstag Battle, which I originally thought was just going to be some like cut and paste. Hey, here's some characters and we're putting them all together and they're going to be super unbalanced and kind of crappy.
But it's like a whole new thing, right?
Yeah,
it is a confusing concept. It's kind of, for me.
No, you're right. Like I saw like I think it was like 17 minutes of gameplay.
Yes.
And I'm like, man, this is all over the fucking place.
So this is a multi-series crossover.
Yes.
Not just like how you would get Mortal Kombat and DC you know, Tekken and whatever.
Yeah, so like the thing with all the games that are part of this, they're all made by Arc Systems. So
something
like, I guess that's why I thought it was going to be like a cut and paste thing, because literally you're like just cutting and pasting like the sprites, but clearly I don't know how game development works. So,
that is true. And I got to say, only one of us does. And I'm not going to tell you who.
Penny.
Yeah, it's my dog Penny. So I know that there is BlazBlue, of course.
Yeah.
There's Persona.
Yes.
There's something from the guys at Rooster Teeth.
Yeah, which I'll get back here in a minute. But then there's Undernight in Birth, which is a fighting game that
I haven't heard of.
I skipped it completely. Apparently, it's super good, like all Arc System.
Instead, you
games,
went with Tekken 7, your favorite fighting game
of 2017.
Yeah, I regret it completely. And Street Fighter 5, which is...
which also I regret completely, because they also have some news that I would like to talk about.
Yeah, we could read that up at the end.
But yeah, they add
in Ruby, right?
Yeah, they included a character, Ruby Rose, from the show Ruby, a Rooster Teeth show, and it looks really good. Like it looks all over the place. Like, all
right, that's it.
Like the game, looks all over the place. Like the tag system looks complicated to me, at least the way that they were showing it, and like, but that's like people who've, you know, develop the game and know how the game works.
Yeah.
Did you guys take a look at like the character select screen that they had going?
Yeah,
I did not myself.
It's odd. It's like, have you ever seen like the Sonic 2 level selects? Like how it's just
like
a list?
Yeah. Yeah. Instead of like character portraits, there's just like a list of characters you go down.
Well, they have portraits on them, but it's like a horizontal.
It's not a grid?
It's not a grid. No, okay. It's just like up and down.
Yeah.
Like, and you pick the character and it says the character and then the series that they're from.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's weird that they included a Ruby character. Like, I didn't think they were that big, really. I know the show's kind of big in Japan right now, but...
Everything's big in Japan, baby.
Yeah.
Those dudes are
5'2". Like Texas.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Can you imagine all of Japan and Texas?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
You mean like all of like the landmass in Texas? Because you can fit like 20 Japans in Texas.
No, I mean just the people there.
Oh, yeah.
How crazy is that if you put the entire Japanese population in Texas, you'd still be like, this is fucked up. This is too many people. And we don't have enough escalators for people to get crushed underneath.
But so far, the game looks really good. The thing that they showed off, at least like the first few minutes, was the Ruby character. And like the first thing that popped up was the music from Ruby. And I think the music in Ruby is actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like lyrics and everything. And it was one of those songs that like kind of pumps you up to fight. I was like, this looks good.
What are other games that other songs that pump you
see,
up to
I
fight?
Thought I thought the
in
song
the game.
Yeah, I thought the song that was playing during the video was like an English translation of a Japanese song.
Oh no, that's from the Ruby soundtrack.
Okay.
I think it was made specifically for that game, but like they're actual singers from here. So,
I gotcha.
But I'm hoping to see what other games that hype me up to fight.
No, what other songs? Like,
songs?
There's We Will Rock You.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
There is Pump Up the Jam.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, Queen.
Weird Al Yankovic's Eat It.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ice Baby.
That song, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, yeah, dude, that one. Turns into an animal.
And the new, like, one of the, like, newer, like, early 2000s Ninja Turtle songs where they go, one for the power of the martial arts, two, never fight unless someone else starts. Do you guys like my singing voice?
Yeah, it sounds really good.
I love being a turtle. That's one of the lyrics. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Turtles got it up. One for the power of the martial arts. Two, never fight unless... Anyway.
But I'm hoping they add more characters that aren't... More new characters. Because they have announced Yuna Okami from Persona and then Yosuke as well from Persona, from the game, the same game. And I'm like, I've seen them before.
But like, what characters do you want to be in this game?
I don't... The new Persona 5 characters.
You just want all the Persona characters.
Just at least one Persona 5 character. And then they can add some more, I don't know, BlazBlue. But like, I want like some new sprites, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see something different. Because like, seeing Ruby there, I was like, oh, that's weird, but also really cool.
I gotta say, you're really hung up on Ruby.
Well,
you,
so,
I,
okay.
Okay. It has a multi-purpose scythe. It turns into a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
I could do a supercut of all the times you said Ruby. Since
well, that's because like it's weird because Ruby is her name, but also the name of the show.
That's not that weird.
And she's red, like a ruby.
Well, no, because
do you remember Arthur the Aardvark?
No.
Do you remember the name of his show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Arthur the Aardvark. Yeah. Well, no, because like her name is spelled Ruby, like R-U-B-Y, right?
Yeah,
but
like
the show
ruby.
Is named R-W-B-Y.
R-W-B-Y?
R-W-B-Y, I think.
Ruby.
Ruby. Ruby.
Like the guy from Altered Beasts?
I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Have you ever played Altered Beasts?
Yes.
When like you start the level, it's like... But anyway, I just want to see new characters. Ruby's... I watched the first season, Ruby was great. Then after the second, third, fourth season, I was like, okay, this is kind of...
That reminds me, do you think Sega would have been as popular as if when like their logo popped up, it was just like, Sega.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that more.
Sega. I wanted them to keep their Sega Saturn ads when it was just that weird blue guy going...
I like that. So like obviously growing up, because I don't play a lot of Sega games. That's more your style, Jose. but like, you know, the old style of Sega.
Yeah.
And now it's just a man who goes... Sega. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, this is why I stay away.
But yeah, I just hope they do something new with it. I'm still probably leaning more towards Dragon Ball Z though.
Yeah, I think everyone is.
Yeah,
like people are all excited, although they the Dragon Ball Z, what is it called, Dragon Balls Fighters?
Dragon Ball Fighters.
Dragon Ball Fighters. Is that a 3D plane as well, like King of Fighters style, or is that
it's like, what do you call it? Guilty Gear. Just like Guilty Gear. The new Guilty Gear. So
yeah,
it's like 3D-ish, but
it's
like...
2.5D kind of.
Yeah, look good.
Yeah, no, and it looks amazing.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for Dragon Ball Z to come back with a good game. They made they used to make good fighting games, I think, at least.
They made fun fighting games, but like in terms of like them being like actually balanced and working.
But I
like,
think at the age that we were at, I don't think we were about like, oh, this the frame count is off and it's all, you know, I don't think we were part
I still
of that,
don't
shit.
Do that.
I like that in the older games you could use your like your ultimate move and it would like level the entire planet.
Yeah.
Then like the landscape would be completely different.
Yeah. And I did like the Goku Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah, those are fun.
Goku's Legacy, I think.
Yes. also, the Street Fighter, fucking free arcade edition or some shit. They're like,
it's
the most suggested thing. And I'm like, well, it should have came with it. I mean, you know.
Back to Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Wouldn't someone be like, hey, Goku, you got any of those Senzu beans or whatever?
Yeah.
Is it that a
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, Senzu beans.
Nice. I learned that from a rapper.
So those would work really good for your guy on the Switch
in
Animal Crossing, who's always tired.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think you mean Stardew Valley.
Is that what it is? It's all the same to me.
Now released on Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stardew Valley, get some Senzu beans in that so you guys aren't tired anymore. Thank you.
But yeah, Street Fighter, man. And I guess they're releasing like an arcade, like a new release where you can buy it with all the DLC.
Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you for that privilege.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Capcom. Oh, Capcom is also, we're all over the place. We'll figure it out one day. They're doing that Dead Rising 4 Capcom Heroes. Have you seen that?
Yes.
They're essentially reskins of Frank.
So I like that shit.
Yeah, I know. A lot
but
of people do.
I don't want to play Dead Rising.
I don't either.
Like, they did that with Dead Rising 3 on the PC? Where
they did it with a lot of their titles.
Where it was like it's called like the Super Ultra Mega Deluxe Edition Arcade Port or something, what it's called.
I zoned out halfway through.
Yeah, point is, it looks pretty cool. Just different, like, Cammy, Frank West, and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah! But I'm not playing Dead Rising.
Is it Cammy with the big hands and the small head? Or?
Dude, so I thought you were just, you know, being a dick, saying that Chun-Li had huge hands. Nah, dude, she has huge
hands.
Oh,
I don't know why I said Cammy, yeah. Is it Chun-Li or Cammy?
Dude, I wouldn't be surprised if Cammy did too, but fucking Chun-Li's hands are fucking huge.
They're huge. Everyone pulled that trick of, like,
they're
you
like
know,
this.
Like...
This is one hand, by
people
the way.
Were just going, you know, if your hand's bigger than your face, you know what that means. They were just slapping her.
I was like, oh, fuck, why are her hands so big? Like, they're bigger than Ryu's at this point. And Ryu has big hands. But I was like, well, maybe because she's like a Chinese Kenpo master. And I'm like, no, it's fucking huge hands.
It has to do more with the Kenpo master stuff
than
the fact that she's Chinese.
Yeah.
Okay. Because that could be misconstrued.
But I was like, okay, well, fuck Street Fighter.
Yeah, get out of here, Street Fighter.
But I mean, can we move on to something that I'm more interested in?
What's that?
From seeing the trailer or the gameplay of it?
Huh.
Psychonauts 2?
Psychonauts Dose?
Dose.
Dose.
Has any game ever done Dose?
No.
They've done... shout out to Red Dead Redemption 2 for changing from a 2 to a 2 in Roman numerals.
Yeah.
That was smart on your part. I still hate that Destiny 2 is the number 2. Bugs me.
Dose.
Huh? Destiny.
Dose. Destiny yeah. Dose.
Anyway, Tim Schafer and them showed off a little bit more of Psychonauts mm-hmm. 2, some of the actual gameplay. Let me pull up my notes. I'm not just talking out of my ass.
So I've been looking. I saw the gameplay for it, and I'm just like, man, this looks really good.
It looks extremely pretty.
This looks like what I guess, kind of wanted from Yooka-Laylee.
Yeah,
I think so.
But
I mean, I also said that about Yooka-Laylee when I was like, well, this is kind of what I wanted from Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the art style in the video. I couldn't really describe the art style. It always reminded me of something like The Nightmare Before Christmas. But when he said they kept like the wonkified proportions or whatever, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, it fully has been a Double Fine art style. Like yeah. That's just it's their own thing, and it's cool that it's not like, oh, their art style is cel-shaded, their art style is abstract or realistic or whatever. It's just like fully their own art style, which is nice. And it's kind of crazy because it looks so amazing, and I hope it does once we get the final product, mm-hmm. Because part of me feels like, well, it's because I've been seeing the same PS2 graphics for the last 15 yeah. years, and so even when it's on PS3, PS4, whatever I have it on, which is currently PS4, Steam I also have it on, I bought it a million times, and it still looks like shit because it's PS2, so it does look really good. It also looks like they introduced wall jumping into it,
mm-hmm.
which was not in the first one, because I would say that the original Psychonauts, and I think most people who played it would agree, for a platformer, the platforming wasn't the best. It wasn't as tight as I felt it should have been, and I think they're trying to correct with mm-hmm. that, because a lot of what made Psychonauts great was the story, the comedy, and just, I mean, that was really it, and the characters, you know?
The combat, so I've never played Psychonauts, so mm-hmm. I actually never even looked at footage. Well, I have, but like I've never gotten to the combat part of it.
Yeah, so
until today.
Yeah, so the combat is basically you can punch.
Yeah.
You can use your psi powers, of course. And that's it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Did it have like a Z targeting kind of thing in the gameplay?
Z targeting.
Kind of like you hold the Z button and it like locks on that character.
Yes, you can do that.
Because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh, okay, I can dig this, I guess.
Yeah, and that was actually pretty good in the original as well.
Mm-hmm.
So glad to see that carried over, basically. It makes me happy that maybe this Psychonauts will be the one to get its due.
Mm-hmm.
And that will maybe get people to go back to the original Psychonauts.
Right.
Because it never really got popular until it sort of reached cult status.
Yeah, I've always liked the trapeze act and the stuff in the game. And I was like, oh, no other game has this stuff. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and the story is genuinely a good story. Like, it's pretty heartfelt. Like, it's sort of like the same kind of thing as like X-Men, where mm-hmm. you're secluded from your society, so you run away. Like Raz basically runs away from a circus and an abusive father, and to find out that he's a psychonaut, basically, and it's cool.
So this was funded through Fig, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's like one of my, I wouldn't say concerns, but actually I'm kind of happy about the fact that it's, I guess, funded by Fig,
mm-hmm.
because that's where people can invest to it, right?
Yes.
So I'm hoping that like that makes like the writing a lot better, you know what I mean? Because like when you do Kickstarter, you're getting from the people, but when people want to invest, they tend to pour in more money, right?
Kind of,
because that's what I'm hoping.
Are you so what do you mean the writing?
Or not just the writing, but like the game, make the game better. Like essentially just do everything. Like
so Fig is complicated, mm-hmm. much more so than Kickstarter, Indiegogo, whatever. The issue with Fig, and I of course looked into it when I first found out about it, because mm-hmm. I was like, of course I want to fund this game. You know, I want to get a fucking poster with it. I want to do whatever.
Yeah.
I have little mini figs of the different characters, Raz and all them. And like, I really do love it. But the way Fig works is if you want to invest in it,
mm-hmm.
let's say you just want to invest, like there's a minimum that you can do. I can't remember what it is, but let's say I wanted to invest $300 mm-hmm. just into it. Or if I want to be crazy, let's say $500. I think when I was looking at the math, they would have to sell something like 2 million copies for me to make my money back.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, if they sold 2 million copies, I got the game for free, basically.
Right.
And for other games, that wouldn't necessarily be an issue. For Psychonauts and seeing how the original Psychonauts sold, that's kind of a scary proposition. Mm-hmm. At worst case scenario, you go, I got to invest $500 to make this game I truly loved, something that was part of my childhood, yeah. into a reality.
And you're going to be in the credits.
And you'll be in the credits along with 6 million other people.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but that's why Fig is a little crazier.
Okay.
But you can also just choose to pay for the game,
right,
which
right.
is what I think most people will do. I didn't do either because it got funded, so I was like, I'll get it when right. it comes out.
Did, fuck, what was I about to say? Is it going to be like a full retail, like $60, or would you say
I do believe so.
Okay.
I could be totally off. I think they're wanting to, you know, get it gold, send it out on disc to mm-hmm. stores, $60. And I think it will be worth it.
I was about to say, well, like them marking it at $60, I assume they're just going all out with it.
I think, yeah, I think it's meant to be.
Yeah, I think it's a like a full-on, full game, like
even bigger and extension. Better than the first. Mm-hmm. Not just sort of, here's what you've been waiting for, this will hold you off. Like, I think it's meant to be a bigger, better thing, much like Ratchet and Clank
mm-hmm.
For the PS4 was, which also didn't really get its due, I don't think. But fucking Crash Bandicoot Remake did.
Yeah, somehow, for some fucking reason. Yeah. I want to play it.
I want to play it too, but I saw it on PS Plus. They were like, hey, it's 30% off, and it was like $38. Yeah, and I was okay. like, fuck you.
No, because you can buy all three of them for $30.
Yeah, and play it on in a dumb, no, shitty thing.
$15 maybe.
Yeah, you did math.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's it for the week.
But it also looks like it's going to be a little more open world than what we got out of the previous one, which was pretty open, but you would mm-hmm. essentially get to certain spots and be like, oh, you can't go here yet because you need this, which is totally fine. But either way, it's going to be beautiful. It's mm-hmm. going to be fun, and I'm gonna dig it regardless.
Yeah. Do you think you'll get different psychic abilities compared to the first game?
Absolutely. I think they're going to keep some of the main ones. Like, you're going to need to keep...
you got to keep the ball.
Got to keep the ball, which they showed, of course. Pyrokinesis, you got to keep. And I can't even think of all the other ones. There's like a sharpshooting one, which is weird. But I think they'll come out with different ones for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that there will be a wheel of more than six, because I think that's what the last game mm-hmm. had, was six available ones. So I'd like to see that develop more. And I'd also like to see a progression system a little better than what we were looking at, whether that's a skill tree like or whatever.
EXP bar.
Something, yeah. Because the original would be you find these like floating cards, and then if you got six of them, I want to say you had to go buy an orb, and then if you went to this machine, you could fill them, and then your rank goes up, and then you can get a new badge.
From what I saw, there was like a blue EXP bar.
Yeah, I saw that.
I don't know what they had before. You were just saying it,
but. Yeah, so I'm hoping the progression is better with that. They definitely need to. Every part of that needs to be updated. The psi powers, mm-hmm. the progression,
especially to live up to today's control standards.
Exactly,
because I mean, we're talking 2004,
maybe if that. Yeah, like it was a very old game.
It was like 14 years ago,
something like that. 14, you know,
14 through 16 years ago. Yeah. Don't quite know the year it came out. I think it's 2005.
It came out for 3 years straight. Yeah, but it's. I'm excited. We still don't have any sort of set date on it or even any sort of date range. But when it does, hopefully it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I don't care if it takes another year or so.
Yeah.
I can do whatever. I got Red Dead Redemption to look forward to in another 12 months.
Yeah, that was another 12 years. But
it's going to get delayed over and over again, but it'll be...
going to get bought by Capcom again. And
yeah. Anything else before we call it quits for the news?
Nah.
All
not
right,
for
well,
me, at least.
We Justin. Will be...
I don't really have anything.
Right back with a new segment, so stay tuned. We're back again, my only friends, and we're going to do a new segment that we haven't done before, and I don't even think Justin is privy to yet.
Nope, this is all new.
It's a segment that I'm going to call Demo Disc, at least for now, until someone tells me that's stupid. So the idea for the game, and yes, it's a game. I hope everyone's excited.
I like games.
So this is a new segment we're trying out, where I give both of you, Jose and Justin, a brief synopsis of a video game that I've gotten off of Metacritic.com, because why not? And you have to guess what it is. So you're both going to buzz in with your names. So Jose, when you want to buzz in, what are you going to say?
Justin.
Yeah, got it.
Damn it.
And then Justin gets to answer. So you'll get to buzz in with your answer. And then, of course, we're going to keep track of who gets the points. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. Whoever has the least points is a big fucking loser piece of shit.
Now, are these titles that we're all going to know?
Probably.
I think so. I think so. I try to pick some that were like, some are going to be more simple than others. And what I had to do was take, you know, the stuff out of the synopsis. Like if I was doing The Witcher, I would have to take out Geralt. The word Witcher, you know, shit like
right.
that. To get it going. And so what we'll do is, let's say I need you both to buzz in. So
we just can't like shout out what it is.
Yeah, so you got to say Justin, and you'll get a chance. If you're wrong, Jose gets a steal. If neither of you get it, what I'll do is then I'll give you the developer of the game. All okay?
Right. And then we buzz in.
And then you can buzz in again if you know it. If you don't get that, I'll give you the genre of the game. You don't get that, I'll give you the ESRB rating of the game, just because that'll help you wind it down, I think. Mm-hmm. And if you don't get that, I can tell you what platforms the game was on. I feel like that narrows it down a decent amount. That's why I left it for last.
And if you don't, we're both fucking losers.
Exactly. So that's kind of...
We get to live with the losers.
So that's kind of what we're going to go with. So are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right. So this is the first one. Remember, buzz in with your names. This is a tale of good versus evil in an ancient tribal world where magic really works. A shaman's apprentice.
Jose, attacking the power of juju.
Yes. Did you see that on the notes?
No.
Okay. I think you did.
Well, you said shaman's apprentice. It's a fucking tag, the power of juju.
All right. So
I was going to say dust. That's one.
And these are all over the place. So these could be from a week ago. It could be from 10 years ago, whatever. All right. So we're moving on to number two. It's 1-0 in Jose's favor. All right. Here's the next one. A young man unleashes a deadly evil, embark on a harrowing quest to restore peace, embody a legendary hero with gravity-defying acrobatics, ferocious fighting combos, and special abilities to fulfill his bidding. Wield the power of a mythical force, allowing you to erase the past, behold the future, and freeze the present.
Justin.
What's up?
Blinks the Time Sweeper.
No.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to continue with the synopsis. You'll uncover mysteries of a world never before explored in an action-adventure title. The setting, a mythical and deadly place, holds a staggering array of landscapes and kingdoms to explore and conquer. What do you got, Jose? You got to give me any sort of guess. If you don't get it, Jose, we'll move on. What's up?
Kingdom Hearts?
No, incorrect. Shit. All right, so we move on. The developer is Ubisoft. Does that narrow it down at all for you?
No.
Oh, boy. Jose, you got anything? Okay. Genre, action-adventure, fantasy, linear. So it's a linear title.
Justin.
What's up?
Is it Shadowrun?
No.
Okay. That's not even by Capcom.
You got anything, Jose?
No.
Or Ubisoft.
Huh?
I said that's not even by Ubisoft.
And the ESRB rating is teen.
Oh, fuck, man.
So you got that. I'll go back to a key part of it. Embody a legendary hero with gravity-defying acrobatics, ferocious fighting combos, and special abilities. Wield the power of a mythical force allowing you to erase the past.
Justin.
Yes.
Prince of Persia.
Which one?
Oh, shit, we got a guess.
He still gets to go. I know. You got to give me the...
Prince of Persia... The...
I need
Prince
a full...
Prince of Persia... Three? No, Prince of Persia 2, The Sands of Time? Fuck up.
Jose, you want to steal?
Wait, what did he say?
He's wrong.
What did he say?
What'd you say?
I said Prince of Persia 3, The Dark Brother.
Isn't that the fucking Two Thrones?
Yeah. Jose, you want to steal?
Sands of Time?
No, you got to give me the whole title. Full title.
Prince of Persia, Sands of Time.
That's correct.
Oh, the first one?
Yeah, cool.
That's kind of a scummy move, though.
Why?
That I stole it.
No, but that's the thing. It's like a spelling
He's
bee.
He's a boy?
I don't know how they call him a boy.
He had a fucker had a goatee or something.
No, it says a young man, bro.
Oh, he had a goatee.
He's young, yeah.
I just imagine the listeners are like, Prince of Persia, what are you guys talking about?
And remember, if you're going to scream, pull away from that mic for me. Right. So editing isn't a nightmare.
Did I kill it?
I probably killed it.
Everybody did. All right, so that is two for Jose. Zero for Justin. So far, you're looking to be a motherfucking bitch loser.
I know.
How many are there? Like, is there a way for
five.
Him to come back? Okay.
I feel like five is reasonable because it's very hard for me to do 10 every week, because you got to think there's only been like one bajillion games that have come out in 20 years, and it's hard to think of 10 random ones, honestly.
Are they going to get harder? As in, like, are they going to get, like, deeper and deeper into the games?
No, okay. I don't think so.
Because either way, I don't think I'm going to find out what they are.
It's pretty... I try to keep it pretty neutral the whole way through. There are going to be some that you're going to be... Like, I think coming up, there's going to be one that you're going to be like, what the fuck?
Jade Empire.
That was the one for
Civilization 2.
Okay, so you ready for the next one?
Yes.
This is the synopsis. In a vast open-world environment, the game invites players to incarnate a privileged young noble in Italy who's been betrayed by the rival...
Justin.
Oh, fuck.
Yes, Justin.
Is it... not Prince of Persia. Assassin's Creed 2.
You got it,
yeah!
Buddy.
Yeah!
All right, so we're 2-1. Do not clap. and that was, of course, Ubisoft Montreal.
Going with the synopsis of it?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Betrayed by rival ruling families, his subsequent quest for vengeance plunges players into an epic story that offers more variety in missions, surprising and engaging new gameplay elements, diverse weapons, and a profound character progression that appeal to fans of the original as well as entice players new to the brand.
Okay, nice.
I feel it's only fair you tell us the Metacritic score for the game.
Oh, man. I'll bring those next time.
Yeah.
Because I also didn't write down the platforms, but I just kind of know in my head. So I'll add that next time. That way you'll be like, is it shitty? All right.
Bad.
So we're 2-1 in favor of Jose. We're moving on to number 4 here. You guys ready?
Yes.
Prowl and strike with lethal precision as ninja assassins in the shadowy world of feudal Japan. Armed with mystical weapons and sheer cunning.
Jose.
What up?
Onimusha?
No.
Shit.
Justin,
oh, fuck, I know which one it is.
Do you want to steal or do
Jade
you want
to... Empire.
No.
Damn it. Keep going.
Wasn't that China?
I don't know.
let me finish the synopsis and come back to it, okay? Armed with mystical weapons and sheer cunning, you must shed blood with discretion and move without detection.
Jose.
What?
Tenchu?
What's the full title?
Tenchu 2?
Nope.
I don't know. I've never played Tenchu.
Do you want to guess?
I don't know any of the titles.
I can actually finish the synopsis,
yeah,
and then you
just
can tell
finish
me.
It.
Master dozens of motion capture ninja moves as you disembowel fearsome samurai, wild beasts, and evil demons. Wield 20 stunning death-dealing devices, including throwing stars, grappling hooks, caltrops, and more. Stalk the towns, temples, forest caves, and dungeons of 16th century Japan in 10 deadly missions. You guys want the developer? Jose already knows it's Tenchu, but can he get the title?
No, I can't get the title. I've never played a Tenchu game.
Okay. So am I going to just say it?
Justin?
Go to the next part.
The developer is Acquire. You guys know Acquire. The genre is action, adventure, and fantasy. ESRB rating of mature.
Ooh.
And you guys want the platform?
Yes.
PlayStation 1.
Oh, man. See, the only Tenchu game that I heard about was on PlayStation 2.
Yeah,
so
you gotta you can talk it out. You can do whatever.
Tenchu
Deadly
Shadows.
You are incorrect.
Shit.
So... Hey, you got anything, Justin, before I just let you know?
No.
Tenchu Stealth Assassins.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to use my rewind ability.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Tenchu Stealth Assassin.
You got it, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so we're 2-2.
I wish you would have gotten it wrong still. Tenchu
Deadly Shadows. He just says the same dumb shit you said. Okay, so now we're still 2-1. I don't know. I think if we tie, you guys have to slapbox.
Slapbox?
Yeah.
Like
you don't use closed fists. You just fucking slap each other till one of you either gives up or gets
knocked out. Yeah.
All right. You ready for the fifth and final one?
Yes.
All right. This one says, based on the comic book of the same name, this game lets you play as either the hero or his arch nemesis. Use the unique combat techniques of either to battle a host of characters. Artistic contributions by the creators of the series make for an authentic experience.
Jose?
Yes.
Ultimate Spider-Man?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Nice. 3-1. That makes Jose the winner of Demo Disc.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep a running tally of this. We'll do this every other week or whatever, whenever we want to. It doesn't really matter. And first person to get to 10 wins... gets to probably
fuck the other guy.
Yeah.
Fucking why not, right?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna get at. I think so.
Come for you.
So literally, I'm coming for you. So what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, so next time we do it, are we rotating the host?
Yeah, I mean, I think we can do that. I can let you know what to do, and we'll give that a shot. Yeah.
I originally thought you were gonna, what was that one game where you play as the gray guy, and it had like these weird wiggle physics? It was like based off a comic book and something Jake of the Nine Dragons.
Oh, you're
or
talking about
like
Drake and the Drake and the 99 Dragons.
Yeah,
I think.
I thought that's what it was at first.
Yeah, that
like,
shit will pop up. So like as you can see, I got Tenchu on here, which I was like, I don't know, they could know it or they could not. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. What'd you guys think of that?
Good. It was fun.
Yeah. Should that be a returning segment on here?
Yeah.
All right. We'll bring that back. We got some more segments, coming up in the future. More than what we've been doing, to make our podcast just a little less shitty. So you guys,
just a smidge less. Just a smidge less.
Just a little smidgen less. You guys got anything to say before we call it quits for this week? Anything you want?
No.
You got anything to plug? Jose, people should go to your Instagram, right? Because you're drawing shit.
Yeah,
now.
Twitter too, I guess. I think that's mainly where I'm posting it in both. Fuck it.
Do you use Twitter? Do you have a picture up on Twitter yet?
I have one picture up on Twitter.
No, I mean like as your avatar?
Yes.
Okay, nice.
That's the only picture of... Well, no, there's like... It's been the same thing that's been popping up on Instagram is the same thing.
All right, so what? Tell people your Twitter and Instagram handle.
At not Jose Murguia.
Not Jose Murguia. How do you spell Murguia just for people?
M-U-R-G-U-I-A.
Yeah.
And that's the same for both, so...
And I think people should go check out his stuff. He's been drawing for a long time. His shit's getting real cool. And if you want to, like, send him a DM, ask him to commission something for you. Yeah, he can draw some shit. He drew the rat on our new artwork that you'll see in your feed if you update it. Yeah, and he's good. So
I honestly thought you were trying to get me laid just now. It's like, yeah, slide into his DMs.
He does have a girlfriend, but as we've discussed, they're in
he's
an open
DTF,
relationship.
Man.
Yeah. And you know what? She's a reverse. She's like a cuckold.
Yeah, what's a reverse cuckold? Does she get mad when I...
You basically think a reverse cuckold is someone who just gets cheated on.
Yeah, I was about to say. It's like,
no, I think a reverse.
that's so they don't think you're cheating on somebody. No, you're just a reverse cuck.
I think a reverse cuckold is a random guy who comes up to you who's like built and he's like a fucking young buck, and mm-hmm. you're with your middle aged wife, and he goes, "Can I film you guys fucking?" That's a reverse cuckold. He doesn't want to get involved at all, but he wants to watch you.
Right.
Anyway, so yeah, hit Jose up and you can record him fucking. Justin, you got anything you want to plug this week?
No, sir.
You got anything going on anyone should know about?
Nope.
All right. Well, I don't think I do either. I kind of suck. I do run our Twitter. I just straight up roasted somebody this morning at 9 a.m. So hop on there and check it out. You'll see it. I don't tweet very much. I'll start doing more.
I should start following our own podcast Twitter.
So we can have 11 followers.
Woo!
Yeah, people love us. It's great. Anyway, so that's it for this week. You've been listening to episode 34 of The Rat King. Remember to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Don't forget we're also on Google Play and SoundCloud. So follow us on everything. Rate us on everything. Leave us a 5-star review and we will give you like a shout out or like a hand drop. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Rat King Podcasts. Like I said, I run that shit, but I still phrase it as if it's all three of us tweeting because I don't understand what to do in that case. I say we, and it's just me sitting eating like a whole brick of lasagna.
I've thought about every time I post something on Instagram, which is never, adding like a little dash mark and say Jose, but I'm like, well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah, and then it sucks
works.
Because you can't even put like dash J because this fucker over here.
Yeah.
So then I was like, so would you be Joe and he'd be Jew and I'd be S, you know? Anyway, also send in your questions, comments, corrections, and suggestions to ratkingpodcast@gmail.com. We'll probably read them on the podcast at some point. Our intro and outro music this week is brought to you by Aristotle. Find them on YouTube. Just search Aristotle. That's Aerostotle. And pay him to make some beats for you. He seems like an all right guy. I don't know him, though.
Really don't?
I mean, I kind of do. But anyway, you don't have to worry about
not
that.
Not enough to know that.
just go check out his shit. If you like it, send him a DM. And maybe
ask to fuck him. Why not?
Send him a DM.
With that, I've been Scott Petty.
I've been Jose Murguia.
And I've been Justin Stokes.
We'll see you.
Bye.
See ya.
We're getting laid.
Nah, but nigga.
Siskas nigga. Lampus nigga. Siskas nigga.